This afternoon, Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin introduced Farm Bill 2007 legislation that would replace current subsidy programs with a comprehensive revenue protection program that could ultimately pay producers when yields are low but prices are high. Durbin says the legislation, in his words, is an interesting brew and stew that evolved over the years. But the bottom line is keeping producers in business.
I think our job is to make sure that farmers can survive a bad year. And if that's the case, revenue is really the bottom line. It's not just the price of the crop, it's the yield of the crop. It's whether or not the farmers faced a flood or a drought or some other unfortunate experience. And so what we try to do, I think responsibly, is to combine the new farm program, the new approach, with a new approach to crop insurance so that there's more protection coming from the private sector, more protection coming from the farmers' own initiative.
Durbin's bill would integrate private insurance with a county-based revenue counter-cyclical program. Government payments would be triggered when a producer's actual revenue falls below 90% of the forecasted state target revenue for a specific crop. Ralph Grassi is with the American Farmland Trust. Grassi says the measure, co-sponsored by Durbin and Ohio Democrat Sherrod Brown, would build upon the bill that passed last week out of the House Agriculture Committee.
It's important to note that there are some very important improvements that this brings to the safety net. We heard from farmers in 2005 and 2006 when we went around the country and held workshops that the most important thing we could deliver in the next farm bill was a better safety net, one that really did provide protection against both price and yield fluctuations. And the revenue countercyclical program does that. By doing so, it also reduces the need for ad hoc disaster systems, and we're all keenly familiar with how difficult it is these days to move a disaster assistance program through Congress. This would cover much of the need that disaster assistance has been focused on in the past, and it would deliver payments on a more timely basis than ad hoc disaster assistance. The countercyclical program reduces distortions in the current system. It allows revenue targets to be adjusted according to market signals rather than once every 5 year politically set target prices. Farmers would be making decisions about which crop to plant based on the market, not on some negotiated prices set in conference committee once every 5 years. It makes private crop insurance work better, and it appropriately divides up the risk between the private sector, that is the farmer and the private insurance company on their individual risk, and the public sector, the federal government, taking on the systemic risk that is very difficult for insurance companies to insure for. And finally, it is revenue neutral. And with all those things in mind, we hope the Senate Agriculture Committee will take this bill very seriously as it marks up its version of the Farm Bill.
It was American Farmland Trust Ralph Grassi. Senators Durbin and Brown stress that their new bill for the Farm Bill is a revenue neutral. Brown says it would be paid for through the elimination of current farm subsidies and a better constructed crop insurance program. Durbin says it's most likely the proposal will be an amendment to the Farm Bill legislation that comes out of the Senate Agriculture Committee, which is currently scheduled to be debated as a measure in mid-September.